I think that'd be called a stoop.
Just a stoop.
Mm-hmm. Just the narrow one.
I see. Let me ask you about this expression. If I walked in your living room and left the front door open, and you didn't want it to stay that way, you'd tell me to do what?
Close the door.
Close the door.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever heard people say anything besides that?
Shut the door.
Shut the door.
That sounds like a man, though.
would you think saying close the door would be a more polite thing to say?
I do, uh-huh.
You know, some houses, frame houses, the outside of the house, the boards overlap each other, kind of like
clapboard.
Clapboard. Ever heard those called anything besides clapboards?
Weather board?
Weather stripping, huh?
Weather stripping.
Talking about the roof again, these things on the edge of the roof that carry off the rainwater, what do you call those?
You mean that...
drain?
The drain, the thing, no? That I've got on my house, it goes along here and then goes down a pipe and out? You know, you're talking about that?
Mm-hmm.
It's
well,
gosh, what is that?
Well, I can't think, but I know what I've got on my house.
The tin shop makes them.
Uh-huh.
What about gutters?
Yeah,
gutter.
That's what it is.
Gutter.
Rain gutter.
Yeah. Certainly gutter.
Rain gutter.
Are those usually suspended or built in or what?
Mine is hooked on with a little strip of metal like this up to the roof. Uh-huh.
And then there's a pipe that comes down, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. It comes from all around my house, my big front porch like this and here, and then down here at this corner is the pipe that runs off down in the yard.
I see. Well, you know, in some houses, you have different slopes of the roof, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever heard the place where the slopes meet called anything in particular?
Would that be the eave?
The eave. Have you ever heard the term valley used?
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Valley.
That's for the valley.
That's more the valley because mm-hmm. The eave, I think, is out here at the mm-hmm. edge, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. I see. Well, what about little building that you used to see out back of the house where you might keep your firewood or tools?
Smokehouse.
Smokehouse.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Keep the
or woodshed.
Woodshed, that would be.
Yeah, if they kept the wood out there, because smokehouse is where you keep your meat, where they cure the meat down here in the country and put out a smokehouse.
Yeah, I know about that smokehouse. I used to work in a meat packing house when I was in junior high school during the summers. We had a big smokehouse. Always liked to go out there and smell the meat.
Mm-hmm.
What about, in the days before indoor plumbing, people usually had the toilet mm-hmm. out back in a little building.
Mm-hmm.
What was that called?
Privy.
Privy.
That's called a privy.
Yeah. Or the outhouse.
Uh-huh. Privy and outhouse.
I always had a Sears and Roebuck catalog out there.
I've always heard that, but I never saw
it. Well, it was the truth. That. It was absolutely the truth. Yeah. Anytime you go to a two-holer, well, they call them two-holers, too. And any time you go there, there's always a catalog. Because they didn't know what toilet paper was.
Yeah.
Let me tell you this joke about the two-holer. Would you mind?
Go ahead.
Well, there was a man told me about it the other day on the church bus. I went with him on a trip over at the Big Lake. And he's just dying to tell me this joke about this man went into this two-holer. And another one come in. And he says, well, what are you doing in here? He dropped his coat down in there, see?
Okay.
And he was after his coat. So this other man says, what are you doing? And he says, I'm after my coat. He said, man, you wouldn't wear your coat if you got out there, would you? He said, no, but my lunch is in the pocket.
Oh, boy.
The lunch is in the pocket.
This guy told us almost, it was a Sunday school teacher, wasn't he?
Yeah, he told us.
Sunday school class, that.
Yeah. Oh.